This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday the 16-month-old war in Ukraine demonstrates the need to stand with Ukraine and continue providing support. Speaking during arrivals at a meeting of defense ministers in Brussels, Stoltenberg says Russia has given no indication that it's ready for peace talks. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is also there. He said the U.S. and NATO allies are determined to protect Ukrainian sovereignty.
But the people of Ukraine continue to inspire us with their courage and their resilience. And Ukraine continues to fight to liberate its sovereign territory from Russian occupation. So we're meeting at a critical and historic moment. As President Biden has said, this war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state, plain and simple.
At least 79 migrants have drowned. Hundreds more remain missing and feared dead after their boat capsized off the coast of Greece. More than 100 migrants have been recovered as a massive operation to find them continues. Here's Anthony Karasava for VOA.
Six Coast Guard vessels, a military helicopter, and a Navy frigate continue to comb the site of the tragedy in southeast Greece. So far, 104 migrants have been recovered, all of them men, the majority from Egypt, Syria, Pakistan, and the Palestinian territories. It remains unclear how many people were on board the fishing boat, but initial accounts from survivors put the number to as many as 750. 100 of them, women and children, were said to have been kept below deck, where smugglers are known to keep them locked in perilous journeys to the west. The causes of the tragedy are being investigated. Anthi Karasava for VOA News, Athens, Greece.
This is VOA News. President